Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and just share some things with you that are on my mind. Today I want to talk about business planning. Not so much a business plan, but business planning. You know, the age of the customer, which you've heard me talk about a lot, is disrupting and making obsolete many of the fundamentals of the older practices that we've done in our business, but it has not done away with the requirement for business planning, especially cash flow planning. You know, a business plan, I've talked about this a million times with our good buddy Tim Berry, the guy who founded Palo Alto Software, the galactic guru of business planning. A business plan is the result of thinking, researching, strategizing, and reaching conclusions about how to pursue opportunities. It may only exist in your head, but it's better if it's written down. But whether elaborate or simple, a written business plan is an assembly of facts, ideas, assumptions, and projections about the future. Here's some of the ways you would use a business plan. Number one, it documents the due diligence on a new business venture or the future of an existing one. So if you're thinking about creating a new business, starting a new business, adding a new product or growing your business, you would document all you've learned about that venture, whatever that may be, and you assemble that information so you can use it to evaluate whether you go forward or not, or how you go forward. Second thing is, you evaluate opportunities and challenges and compare them with your strengths and your weaknesses. So all the things you did in the first step, you compare all that to your strengths and weaknesses. So this is how much it's going to cost. This is how much it's going to take to mount this new venture. I don't have the money. Where do I get that? Or I've got this covered, but I don't have that covered. It's a way of overlaying what's required with what you have. A business plan does that. Number three, assist when a bank loan or when you need a bank loan or when you're courting investors. Where's the money going to come from? If you need to get money, you can't borrow money from a bank if you can't tell them how much you need, and they're not going to loan it to you if you can't show them how you came up with that decision. Investors are the same way. They're not going to give you their money if they say, how much do you need? You say, oh, I don't know about. That's not going to work, folks. You got to know how much you need from them. You got to know how you're going to use it. You got to know how they're going to get their money back. That's what a business plan will do for you. So, but how does a static, what I just described was kind of a static written plan. How does it work, though, when a business is always in motion? This is a really important point to think about. A business plan is essential, but your business is always in motion. So a business plan, a static business plan, works when you turn it into planning. A plan is like a parked car, right? When you're not in your car, when you're not driving it, it's parked. It's not doing anything. It's not helping you, but it's ready. It's available, right? Planning is when you get in that car and take it for a ride, when you take it for a trip. So you have to plan, but as you're operating your business, you want to conduct planning. Planning is measuring your business motion against a baseline of assumptions and projections you made in your plan. You take it for a road test. You take it for a shakedown cruise. You heard of that? With a maiden voyage, they call them in the boating industry. Planning allows you to see how smart you were when the plan was written, or where your research and assumption skills need work. Planning also highlights external forces that you face. So planning says, okay, I projected a year ago or 5 years ago or a month ago, I projected that this is what would happen. Now, as I do the planning, as I operate the business, this is what actually happened. Wow, I was pretty darn accurate. Or, okay, now I see where I how I underestimated or overestimated. So written business plans often become collateral damage during challenging economic times, right? Because projections can get skewed. But you don't. But you can't allow planning to meet the same fate. When things slow down, there's even a greater need to check your position than when you're rocking and rolling, folks. That's the truth. You know, a lot of times when things slow down, people stop doing a plan. But you've got to stay true to your planning. Even when things slow down, especially when things slow down, you gotta keep up with planning, because that's where the cash flow is. So here's a critical two-step planning activity that's at the heart of a business plan and the essence of planning. Beginning with these steps will help you operate more successfully anytime, but especially when business slows down. First, build a 12-month cash flow spreadsheet. In a program like Excel, you've heard me talk about this 1,000 times, you can project and track the monthly relationship between cash projections and cash disbursements from all sources. This is a planning tool that will provide you a rolling picture of cash in any given month. I would not be here talking to you right now if I didn't do this myself all the time. Number two, look at the ending cash number at the bottom of each month. A negative number in any month means you'll need additional action to take action, either increase sales or accounts receivable collections, or you got to reduce expenses, or you got to acquire cash from another source. That's what this is telling you, like a bank loan. Before you can ask for a loan, if you have time, make sure you pursue all the other options, like getting more sales, collecting more revenue, lowering expenses. Then you can go for the loan. So remember what a banker once told me. If you could bring me only one financial document with a loan request, it would be a 12-month cash flow projection that included how both the borrowed cash would be used and how and when the bank was going to get repaid. Folks, that's what a plan won't do that, because a plan is more vertical. It's a slice. Planning is across months, across years. That's what you got to have. You got to build a plan and then operate it by doing planning. A business plan is important, but planning is essential.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.